at one time, and certainly he's still in Infernal Hall. But he was in Infernal Hall when he retired, actually. They'd all moved, the vertebrates all been moved up there from Stimson.
Yeah, right.
A lot of bad trouble between them and the Bison people.
yeah, the gene jockeys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was very nice. And some kid, I was in the Cherokee's library. There was a little library, and then there was a middle room where the secretary was, and Doc Allen had a place over that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the library, and this kid came in. He was apparently an engineering student or something. His son or relative of the ambassador of the United States, of the United States to Brazil. And he was walking around out in the boondocks a little bit, and he found this lizard. And he had it in a little glass thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Who can tell me what it is?" He said, "No, I can't, and neither can Dr. Allen, probably, but let's go see Dr. Hamilton. He knows all that kind of stuff."
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of tailed along behind him without preparing to, you know, and he went into Hamilton's office. "Dr. Hamilton," he says, "Yeah, what can I do for you?" He said, "Well, I've got this lizard," and he gives this whole thing again. "Could you tell me what kind it is?" Hamilton picks it out, you know, and it's kind of going like this. He said, "Well, it's one of two kinds. One of them is deadly poison. The other one is safe. It's hard to know which, unless you have a bite or something, you know." So he puts it in his mouth, his tail sticking out going like that, you know. Then he goes, falls down the floor and flops around. This kid is just absolutely shocked. And what do you want to do? Are you going to call somebody or do something, you know? And he gets up and gives him a lizard, and he told him what it was. But I don't know what it was now, but someone knowled it probably.
Yeah. Oh,
that kid was absolutely terrorized. I bet as well these two, they would just laugh. Mm-hmm. You know,
so everybody knew what was going on with him.
But this poor kid was just devastated. He killed a professor at Cornell. Mm-hmm. Every any of all just know there's not any poisonous lizards in South America anyway.
That's pretty good. That's another